Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are waiting to chat to Simon Gear. He is a climatologist and a national authority on global warming, green issues. We wanted to talk about a major event, which is Hurricane Melissa. It has just made landfall in Jamaica. It's a Category 5 storm with sustained winds of near 185 miles per hour. I don't even know. Makudi, what is that in rands?
How many miles was that?
185. Miles an hour. I don't even know what that is in rand. Is that like a normal day in Cape Town is really what I'm asking. Would they have cancelled the Cape Town Marathon for that?
They cancelled the Cape Town Marathon for everything.
Well, that is true. Anything goes, then they just cancel it. Anyway, can we maybe speak to the expert on it? Because clearly, Makunda, you don't know very much about this. Simon Gear, good morning.
I can hear you.
There we go. Okay, my concern around these things is we often hear this is the biggest hurricane ever. I don't know if it's the media that are so keen to use the ever phraseology, but putting that aside, how serious is this?
Oh, no, it's a major, major storm. Certainly the largest hurricane to have moved over Jamaica in living memory. So it's also a confirmation of the climate change forecasts for that region, where right. They're expecting more storms, bigger storms when they do happen, a longer season, all of those things are definitely coming true.
In terms of when we talk about winds of 185 miles, I mean, I'm assuming that's more than the Cape Town Marathon would take to cancel a Cape Town Marathon, right?
Yeah, people have different opinions on how much wind it takes to cancel Cape Town Marathon. that's, two or three times stronger than the windiest Cape Town day. It's very, very strong wind.
Right. What kind of damage is this likely to do to the region?
Massive. So, it's really hit Jamaica hard and knocked out their electricity grid. It's also hit the farming region in Jamaica. So they will probably lose an entire year's worth of crops. So there's going to be ongoing issues around hunger, infrastructure that is going to take a long time to rebuild. So this is not something that once the rain goes away, everyone just moves on with their day.
Is there a way to prepare for this? I mean, obviously, the issue around warming sea levels and things like that is part of a bigger plan. But are there ways that these areas, these islands, and that are so often in the path of these hurricanes, is there a way that they could build or prepare for this?
So obviously, they need to be spending a lot more than they would have. On hurricane preparedness because of the likelihood that we're going to get more hurricanes and bigger hurricanes. Whatever they would have planned maybe 15 years ago would not be sufficient. I mean, they really need to upgrade all of their rescue infrastructure and the various plans that would be needed to recover from storms like this.
Simon, I do need to unfortunately leave it there. Makundi is telling me that I've got to go to ads. Thank you, as always, for your expertise. The Hurricane Melissa causing immense damage, and as Simon said, not just immediate, but also for the coming period ahead.